visit LarissaEnglishClub.com. English every day, everywhere. Phrasal verbs. Three things you should know about phrasal verbs. First, they can be literal. It means you can actually see what happens when you use a phrasal verb. They can be idiomatic, which means that it implies, your phrasal verb implies something you probably can't see, but it has a different definition. And number three is that many phrasal verbs are separable. It means you can actually put other words between the words, and it means the same thing. However, many of the phrasal verbs that we use every day are not separable. It simply means that two or three must be put together in order to form the phrasal verb. Go out. Go out. So what does the phrasal verb go out mean? Well, it can mean to try out for something. This is usually all about sports. Hey, I'm going to try out for the basketball team. I'm going to try out for the baseball team. Another way we might use go out is about fashion. We used to wear a lot of tie-dye shirts, but they've gone out of fashion. That would have happened during the 70s, maybe. 60s and 70s was a fashion trend, but since then they have gone out of fashion. Go out, to go out and have dinner, maybe a movie with your sweetheart or sweetheart-to-be. Point out, to select or indicate someone or something from a group. Hey, all those people over there, I've never met those people over there before, except one. You see that guy in the red shirt? Well, I know him, a group in this case. Now, if you said to someone, hey, I'd like to point out this fact, that's another way we use it every single day. How about the phrasal verb, find out? Find out can mean to discover. Hey, we need to find out that information. We need to learn something or investigate. We need to find out. To discover facts about someone or something. An example might be, one of the best ways to learn is to find out how other people do things. That's pretty simple, right? So it's a very simple way of using the term find out. Normally it means to discover, research, find out information about something. Here's another one. It's the phrasal verb come up. Something might happen unexpectedly. In this case, come up. Hey, what happened yesterday? Why did you leave the party so early? Well, something came up. I had to leave because something happened at work. I had to talk to my boss, something like that. Here's an example. I planned on visiting you last night, but something came up and I was unable to visit. I hope you enjoyed this lesson on phrasal verbs. Visit LarissaEnglishClub.com. English every day, everywhere.